This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, in his letter to the Colossians, the Apostle Paul makes a statement that has puzzled many of us, where he says he fills up that which is lacking in Christ's afflictions. Give us a brief summary of what he meant by that.
I think it's plain from the context and the wider teachings of Paul that he does not mean he fills up by his sufferings what is lacking in the atoning worth of the death of Christ. When Jesus says, "It is finished," on the cross, all that had to be done to pay for the sins of all God's people was done, and nothing could be added. So when Paul says, "By my sufferings, I fill up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ," what he means is, and you can see this from an analogy, but I won't go there, an analogy in Philippians 2, he means the one thing lacking in the sufferings of Christ is the offer of those sufferings in person to those for whom he died. And Paul says, "All right, I will take the message of the cross where Christ suffered for lost people, and in my own missionary sacrifices, I will take that message to them and say, 'In me, behold the love of God. As I sacrifice to come to you, as I sacrifice to preach to you, as I risk my life or imprisonment to preach the gospel,' that's the thing that he provides that is lacking. Christ cannot personally offer himself to people today. In and through God's people, especially missionaries, he offers himself to them. And so they fill up what is lacking, namely the personal presentation of the sufferings of Christ in their own bodies.
If I'm hearing you correctly, John, you're saying that Christians, even today, are called to suffer and fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. But what does that look like for those of us who may not be called as missionaries?
I don't think that text can be stretched to mean that everybody should suffer in the taking of the gospel to an unreached people group. No. I think it can be stretched to mean, and I don't think it is a stretch, to say that we ought to love people in a way that takes risks so that they can see in our willingness to be inconvenienced, lose comfort, or even suffer for them the very nature of the afflictions of Christ that were offered for them. So it does have an application to everybody, and the kind of love in which people will see the atoning work of Christ is the lifestyle of believers who are willing to take risk, do sacrifices in order to bless and do good to others.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.